Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 199.1? 1.5? I'm not sure.
We'll see. We'll see how many it takes.
As of right now, if you're a longtime listener, you know that Rumnarok 4 is around the corner, which is our episode 200. However, you know, life happens, a lot of stuff happens, and we're putting out some patch notes. You know, we got some changes to the podcast we're trying to make, so releasing a patch note 199.1, I think. Oh, we'll start there. Fuck it. Who knows how many of these we're going to put out, because next week we have what's known as the annual Joe party, which is a giant celebration of Joe. Circus peanuts abound, unfortunately. And
I think the circus glazed meat is where I draw the line.
Yeah, I agree. but let's see. For episode 200, I am going to attempt to do something at the Joe party that will lend itself to Rumnarok 4. But we'll cover that in the topics. So wait to get to there. If this is your first time listening, I highly recommend you go to patreon.com/themetalgamerspodcast where you can pitch us a little bit of money, just a smidgen of it. And toss that right at us, and we'll toss right back at you the instant you do it. It's instantaneous.
It's instantaneously.
You get all these episodes. Here's all the episodes you want. Here's all the D&D episodes that we do. Here's all the Cards Against Humanity. We talk about the Matrix 4. We talk about the Spider-Man. The good one.
Yeah, the good one. The most recent one. Why? I don't know.
We talk about Control. We talk about God of War. We talk about Final Fantasy 7 Remake. Yeah. Hey, you should check that out, because Rebirth just got
right around the corner.
Pretty cool stuff. Right around the corner. And we get this episode early. All of our Patreons get the episodes early. One day. That's it.
And we did just recently change those tiers. It's a great value. Tier 1, $500 to start.
Yeah.
Yep. And the tier 2, $1,500. And it gets pretty steep up there, but I mean, I feel like it's an easy entry point. Most people got $500 just laying around. So
yeah, if we can snag one billionaire who's like, you know what,
just really, I really like these goofballs in America.
Fuck it, I like these guys. They got something I don't.
They
got
money.
Which is a heart.
Which is a heart.
Anyways, what was it like to be human? What are the pores like?
We're sad. Anyways.
Hey, don't tell the people.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyways, let's talk about some metal and video games.
Fuck yeah.
I play a significant amount of music.
Tricked me there. Yeah.
I listened to like almost Opeth's entire discography for some reason. I was like, what are these Opeth fellas all about? I gotta say, they're a good band.
Oh, you finally...
No, I'm just gonna say it. I know it might be controversial.
Make Kyle really dropping some hot takes today.
Pretty good band. I know I got like 15 guitars around the room right now.
You can see two of them behind you. Yeah.
Opeth's a pretty good band.
They're all right. Yeah, you only look like a guy who would listen to Opeth. So you listening to Opeth does check out.
Yeah, it's phenomenal stuff. Honestly, I've been sleeping on it a lot, mostly because like growing up, I listened to Watershed specifically, and I was like, I love this album. This is the Opeth album, and just never gave the other ones a go. And then I finally took that dive. I'm like, holy shit. Joe got like two Opeth vinyls for his birthday,
dude,
which is pretty cool.
I
wanted Blackwater Park, and I can't remember the other one.
The vinyl game between you and Joe has become so strong.
No, it has not. It's over. It's instantaneously over. What? Joe wins.
Why?
Like, oh, is for every one vinyl I obtain, he gets at least three.
Yeah, like, he is always kind of on the vinyl.
No
hunt.
Way. I do. I just have like special rare ones that I like. Like, I managed to order the Isles and Glaciers album. Like, I don't know if you remember those
guys. I do remember them.
But it's a super group of Chiodos, Dance Gavin Dance, and Pierce the Veil.
Ooh.
And they all got together and made this, like, hyper emo album EP thing.
Oh, damn it, Kyle.
I love it.
You're going to make me listen to Dance Gavin Dance's first album again.
It's pretty damn good. And a Coheed and Cambria's first album I finally managed to snag a copy of. So I got that coming. I may have two copies coming because I think I made a mistake somewhere.
Someone's buying that second copy.
We'll see. I think like one of them is the splatter and one's like a plain black or something.
I'll take that plain black.
So
I'll buy that from you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not. Right, I'm not. Never going to turn down having a Coheed album.
Oh yeah, that sounds good too. Yeah, absolutely. Especially their first one. I would love to hear Second Stage on a vinyl. It feels like it belongs there in a weird way.
That's how
it's like. Even the first song on it starts with like a vinyl crackle sound.
That's how I feel about No World for Tomorrow. That album kicks so much ass on vinyl.
Oh yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, I know you do. I love that album on vinyl, man.
Yeah, think there's only a couple I'm missing of theirs. Like, You're the Black Rainbow I don't have.
Ooh, that'd be a good album.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know. Color Before the Sun. Ironically, I have the book for Color Before the Sun and, like, the single vinyl, but not the actual album vinyl. Yeah, that was, like, it came with a CD, which is the style at the time. You know.
Before they thought that there was money.
But video game wise, this week's episode is sponsored by Asus Rogue
Ally. Yeah. Yeah, so you had sent a picture to us.
Sponsor me. Give me another one. This thing's cool.
Yeah, you sent a picture to us in the group about it. And at first I was like, man, I know how expensive those things can be. But if you're the right case use, like, they're super valuable.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking for a portable gaming device. Like, the Steam Deck has held my interest for quite a bit, mm-hmm. or quite a while. And I'm like, oh man, I really want to try that out and see what it's like. The idea of having my Steam games on a little handheld that's meant to run Steam games is like, oh, that sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But the Asus Rogue Ally had came out within, like, the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's just, like, kind of pointing in that direction, because you can get a Steam Deck for about $400, I want to say.
Yeah, four to five.
But it only has 65 gigs of memory. So I'm like, oh, you're going to be playing indies and maybe nothing else, you know? And
I feel like people have been playing Elden Ring around, stuff on that.
Yeah, but you can probably fit Elden Ring on there.
65
gigs,
well,
I don't
gigs,
know entirely
it?
How big it is, but yeah, it's pretty. But the thing is, they have other versions. Like, they have the middle version, which is about $500-$600, which is about, like, 160 or maybe 200.
Oh.
Like, it's pretty much all you would
need.
Oh,
so the base, the lowest one, the cheapest one only has 65.
Right.
Okay.
And then they have a super expensive one, which is, like, above $800 for that has, like, a significant, but it's still only, like, $300, $400. The Asus Rogue Ally, like, is $700, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 512 gigs of memory on
Perfect.
It. And it's SSD, and you can swap it out yourself if you want to. You can swap out to
Could you move it up to a terabyte? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's Asus. Like, they're basically, like, making fucking motherboards and shit.
That's,
like,
man. And it's so good.
It runs so fucking smooth. I cannot believe it. Like, so we'll talk more about Starfield here in a bit, because I started playing that on my Asus Rogue Ally, and it runs like a fucking dream. It's buttery smooth. Not a hiccup to be found. Granted,
what?
It only runs at 60 frames or, like,
what higher, do you mean only?
When it's plugged in.
Oh, when it's plugged
because
in.
Because there's a turbo mode where it's like, if you're plugged into the wall, it's like, oh, this thing can run ultra or whatever. But if you have it unplugged and it has to run on battery, then it's like, all right, we're going to drop it down to, like, 30 frames or something, like 45.
Yeah, but something like for, like, Baldur's Gate, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, Baldur's at 30
Baldur's Gate
is fine.
Looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I still run it at 60 because I just run Baldur's Gate on low and I still get the performance mode.
Perfect.
Like, it still looks buttery smooth.
Yeah.
And I've been playing that in my truck because I was going to play Starfield in my truck. I was like, oh, that'd be fun. I'll be playing through this game on my brakes.
Weird.
But Game Pass games don't work without a Wi-Fi connection, obviously,
cool.
I guess.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes
sense. But Steam games are just like, oh, yeah, you can download and play whatever you want.
Oh, it's just in your library,
Yeah, and your saves will sync up. So, like, if you play offline and then save it and then resync to
the
cloud, internet, it's like, oh, hey, let's dump that. That's your newest save, right?
Oh, that's sick.
So I can literally get home and hop right back into whatever save I had. And vice versa, like, once I put it back on charge or whatever, it's auto-synced to fucking Steam.
Dude, I would piss my boss off so bad so if cool. I bought one of these, because I'm always riding passenger in between jobs. Just bust out a Rogue Ally, like, yeah, man, get us there, and I'm just playing Baldur's Gate 3.
But I'm kind of excited to see what this thing can do, like, once I get done with Baldur's Gate, like, can it run Armored Core 6? Like, how's that looking? I got all this backlog of games that I've been looking at, like Blasphemous on here, Cyberpunk 2077. Like, how would that fucking run?
Dude, if I take that London trip next year, I might have to get a Rogue Ally or borrow yours. It's going to be a long flight.
Borrow my fucking, you know.
Well, goddamn.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, absolutely.
Man,
thought about letting Mike borrow it on his way to Vegas. I'm like, hey, try this thing out. But I'd just gotten it. And honestly, like, getting that thing to work was kind of a bitch.
Really?
That's the only thing I'll say is, like, on startup, it's like, this is getting a PC out the bag, you know? This isn't like, oh, it's a gaming console where you turn it on and it's like, video games. It's like, no, what do you want to use this for? Like, there's a whole business tab for this thing. There's a desktop to this thing. Like, whoa. You can run pretty much anything from this. But it's obviously intended for gaming, given the control scheme that it has.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, it's a cool piece of tech, but I had to download so many patches and so many different installers, and I actually had to, like, download Chrome, delete Microsoft Edge again for the billionth time.
Whoa.
Off of any computer. Like, fuck Microsoft Edge. Get off there.
What are you doing?
So I went through Chrome, like, found the most recent drivers that AMD has, because this runs on AMD.
Yeah.
And had to download that separately, and then it made the software that looks at the drivers that's already downloaded on there out of date. Like, that didn't work anymore. But the drivers worked, so the games work, so I don't care. I don't need to see that software ever again. Fuck off.
Yeah. God.
But yeah, it's a bit of a bitch to get started. But once you're started, you're pretty much good to go.
That's like, awesome.
Hop on Steam, download your games, play your games. Highly recommend it. I also managed to find some time to play Mortal Kombat 1.
Fuck yeah.
Granted, I've not played a lot of it. I just went through the tutorial where it shows you how to play Mortal Kombat 1. It's pretty fun. It's definitely a loose fighting game. Like, I feel like there's a lot of quote-unquote debate back and forth, like, between Street Fighter 6 and Mortal Kombat 1, where it's like Street Fighter 6 is so fluid and so well balanced and like all this shit, and Mortal Kombat is just like, yeah, you can spam this over and over and just really piss some people off. Like, holy shit, yeah, fuck, good luck getting out of this.
Yeah, don't
I keep trying to play it like Street Fighter, and that's my fault. I just kind of suck at Mortal Kombat because I keep forgetting that there is a block button. Like, oh, you hold this to block. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm constantly pushing back. I'm like, oh, he's gonna block. Like, the Street Fighter, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And I keep taking these hits. I'm like, fuck. I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But it looks smooth as fuck. I haven't played any of the story yet. I've just gone through the versus mode and just played a bunch of like arcade mode and stuff.
So speaking of the story, that is the only thing I have done with Mortal Kombat 1, because thankfully the 4K 60 FPS cutscenes are on. It's like, here's the whole campaign of the story cut into one, 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Eat it up. Dude, it is so fun. It is so over the top and stupid. One thing I love about this edit is the way the edit works is it starts the game from the beginning, and then every time it transitions into a fight, it shows the last hit of the fight, and then it goes into the next cutscene, right? What I love is these cutscenes almost always end with one dude being like, yeah, we'll see about that, buddy. I'm going to kick your ass. And then it's just get hit one time in the face, and then he's just down, bloody mess, and then it moves on to the next cutscene because of the way the editing is.
Yeah.
So it's just really funny to me. Yeah. It's just funny to hear people talk mad shit and then get beat. It looks like they just got beat up with one hit.
Yeah. It's once again one of those nonsensical things. You have to suspend the fuck out of your disbelief to be like, this man stabbed in the head. This man stabbed in the head. That man stabbed in the head with a missile. That man stabbed in the head with a laser.
Yeah.
That, like, fuck.
And now
like,
they're talking.
These people aren't alive anymore. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I gotta shake that off. Anyways.
I literally punched a hole through this guy, put my other hand through, ripped him in half, and now I'm talking to him, and he's going to join up.
Like, I haven't even seen a single fatality yet, because I don't care. I don't need them.
Yeah.
As of right
now.
They're
not your selling point.
Because, like, I can't even remember what the thing is, where you're, like, at 30% health, and you get to do, like, an ultimate or whatever.
I have no idea.
Ult, whatever, like Sektor, like comes out of nowhere. It's like your tag team
buddies.
Oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah. The
like
assist,
he'll do
the
a
assist.
Thing and then you'll do a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always like a big to do, like, hey, Sektor just flew out of nowhere and sawed this dude's rib cage in half all the way through his torso. And he's just like, oh, shit, I gotta do better.
Oh, man, I can't let that happen again.
Yeah, surely I wouldn't be able to stand another one of those.
It takes three more.
Yeah, like, holy shit. But it's fun, it's colorful, and it's bright, and it's stupid. Like,
I love it, dude. It's so
I like
over
the characters.
Top. They're great. The character, the environments look incredible. The character models on everything but the Switch look awesome. Have you seen the Switch screenshots?
Yeah, oh boy. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's technically news. I guess I totally forgot about that.
We'll get around
to
that.
Yeah, the Switch... No, let's fucking talk about it now, because it's too good. Mortal Kombat 1, $70, which pissed me off once again, walking into a thing like, oh yeah, fighting game, sure, I'll pick this up. I forgot I pre-ordered it forever ago. They're like, $70, even though I had already put money down on it, so it was technically 60, but they still got 60 from me. I'm like, you son of a bitch. The whole point was to not do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know if this is worth it, but whatever. They're going to ask what they're going to ask for. But $70 on the Nintendo Switch looks like you're playing people made of fucking butter. Like, wax replicas of these characters.
No eyelids. Everyone's eyes are just wide open as fuck. Like, no matter what, this is the expression on their face.
Yeah, like, shit. It's as if blinking costs a significant amount more.
That's a couple mil at least.
Yeah, apparently.
Just looks like a hot. Just looks like potato mode combat. Potato combat is what it looks like.
It'd be funny if they released that as a cheat code on, like, modern consoles. Like, hey, play in Switch mode. It looks like shit.
Dude, you know how mad Nintendo would be if there was a potato mode called Switch mode? Oh, they would come after Switch them mode. So fast.
They asked for it. I just think it's so goofy. I thought they would do, like, a cloud thing, because they had Mortal Kombat 11 on there, but I don't remember how that looked.
Not good, apparently.
I thought it was, like, a cloud streaming thing, where I was like, oh, well, if it's streaming, it'll run like shit, but it'll look good, you know?
That's just a testament to how whoever made The Witcher work on Switch.
Yeah.
Because there was no compromises on that. No, it wasn't that bad.
Eh.
But
buttery enough. But the thing is, the style of that game just works no matter what.
So. Yeah, it does have a very unique style to it.
Like, if you cel-shaded The Witcher, like Breath of the Wild or something like that, I'd still love the fuck out of
it. Yeah, that would still work.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine if Legend of Zelda had blood in it?
So much blood.
Yeah. That's immediately what we both went to.
So much decapitation. You'll still be hyper-detailed, though. That's the thing. Because I'm making it. That's what's happening. Anyways. But yeah, that's all I've been up to this week. What about yourself?
Oh, man. So, kind of been bouncing between a few things. I kind of mentioned this to you, Kyle. I don't think we were on mic when I talked about it. I had been playing, obviously, just a shit ton of Baldur's Gate 3. Like, I've done one run through all the way. I'm on a Dark Urge playthrough. I'm doing the co-op game with you, Daniel, and Mariah. Like, I'm playing a lot.
Talk about Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, like, we're playing a ton of Baldur's Gate, right? Just assume that always. Well, I had had a couple
From now on, we were playing Baldur's from now Gate.
It's like Skyrim back when Skyrim came out. Like, you're always playing Skyrim, but you're going to check out other shit, too. But but I had hit a moment, a couple sessions, where I was like, man, maybe I'm kind of hitting my wall with the game. Like, I've just been playing it nonstop for, like, over a month. Like, I just, maybe this is too much. And I got really frustrated in a combat scenario, so I just turned the game off and I was like, yeah, I think I'm done. I think I need to take some time away.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning and played 4 hours straight of it. Like, I can't fucking stop. Baldur's Gate 3.
I just need to take a break.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I need more of this.
Yeah, that was a great break. Great nap. But, I'm enjoying Baldur's Gate 3. I really love the combat of that game. I would love DLC that's just randomized combat encounters with a party. Like, I could just do that all day. Like, it's just fun.
Absolutely.
Like, it ticks the same brain tickles as like a chess and stuff like that. But aside from that,
absolutely,
I decided to check out the Titanfall 2 servers since they got brought back up and updated. And so I jumped into Titanfall 2. They had a new mode that was all question marks. Turns out it's just everybody gets rocket launchers and can move really fast. So that was fun.
Sick.
Jumped, hopped back in, fought some people in Titans. That just feels awesome always. Much like you trying to play, going from Street Fighter to Mortal Kombat and like getting tripped up a little bit about like how the game works. You cannot play Titanfall 2 like you would Call of Duty, which is never utilizing the grapple or the wall running. So like if you're not doing that stuff, you are going to get wrecked. Yep. So
you are not a mercenary, you're not a marine, you are a pilot.
Yeah. So having to kind of get into that language of movement. But man, I never really played it on PC. I'd always played it on console when it first came out. So getting to play this on PC, where my computer just crushes this game requirements-wise, I was like, holy shit, I now even more get the appeal of this game. Like,
it's so fucking good.
So fluid,
like,
so
fun. It feels
fun.
Like a Call of Duty map for like the first 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
In a way where, like, you could see this being a Black Ops. They had wall running. They had shit for
Eventually got there, yeah.
They tried, you know. But then all of a sudden, boom. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I always forget there's mechs here, too.
Yep. And dude, it feels good.
And it's so satisfying.
I feel so cool, man, to just be like, no, you know what? Fuck these enemy mechs. I always like go behind buildings, get grappling up, jump way up in the air, land on them, rip that battery out, jump away. Now yeah. I've got the battery. My charge goes up, like, and then I jump on an ally mech or Titan as it's running around. I'm shooting motherfucker. I'm like, dude, Titanfall 2 kicks ass. I'm hoping so much that EA was looking around at Armored Core 6 like, damn it, if only we had a mech series that people liked.
Yes.
And they were like,
please,
oh shit, we do.
Hey, let's fix those servers and see what happens. I bet someone in that fucking company was like, just let me do it.
Just
trust
please,
me.
Just I'll
let
stay
me
over
fix
the weekend.
The servers. Yeah. Like, trust me, people are gonna love it. I don't know what the numbers are. I'm actually kinda curious.
They were in the five digits every day. So 11,000, 14,000, 17. Every time I've been on to play since that, it's always been That's at least what it says on like this that's the people online. I haven't checked Steam numbers, but dude, never an issue finding a match. Not one.
It's already back up to 30. I should have known better.
Oh yeah, it was like 2.99. It's on Game Pass. That's what I'm playing it on. Yeah, it was $2.99. Like the other day, like 4 days before the servers got turned on, the whole deluxe edition was $2.99.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but
on PlayStation.
Oh, you do? Yeah. But man,
yeah,
it's been so much. It's been so much fun, man. Like. Great game. I'm going to probably play through the campaign again because I have it downloaded. So,
oh, yeah.
So fuck it. Why
it's
not?
So good. Have you ever
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great campaign.
I think it was Josh that hasn't played it yet.
Shame. True shame.
Everyone needs to play that.
Great mech game, dude. Great mech story. Awesome game.
God, I hope they make a 3.
Dude, like, this better be them. This better be them getting ready to gear up for an announcement for 3. Like, it's
even if it's Apex, I'll jump in. I don't care. If they're like, hey, next season, we're bringing the Titans back. I'm like, okay. Playing Apex.
Yeah. Yeah. But
not what I want.
Just make a 3, man. Like, it's what people want. Yeah. Like, it is a good. You had a good formula. Like, it is good. Like, sorry,
well,
you guys fucked it up.
Is that it never. Yeah, EA fucked it up because they released it at the same time as, like, Battlefield and
their
Call
own,
of Duty or what.
Why
the
would
fuck?
You cannibalize
it was like the
your
same
own,
day?
Same week.
Like,
it was like 2 days apart, 3 days apart, but it's like, you're both EA. Why would you cannibalize your own franchise? Like, why would you do that? Like, don't do that. Like, give the game a chance. Like, it sucked that they
it's
did
just
that, dude.
Ignorant. I have no idea. It had to have been, like, a fiscal thing where we have to release this game by this time.
Had to have been,
It has to be done for some reason. We promised it, I guess.
I don't know, but...
Got a 9 out of 10, 97.
Come on, dude.
Good game.
Like... The multiplayer, everybody liked it. The campaign, everybody liked it. Like, nobody disliked the game. EA's the only ones that were like, no, it didn't do well. We're like, what do you mean?
Let's see. August 20.
Yeah, so the, I think it was Beerkilla? Somebody had posted.
Beerkilla, probably.
It had posted, like, I had asked if anybody else was playing it. And he was like, somebody had responded saying that they weren't, but that they had seen this real funny Titanfall conspiracy. And he linked a video clip that was pretty funny of like people putting together, three private videos were added to the official Titanfall channel as of 4 days ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, no, that is the video. That is the one. That was Glockmere. So, Glockmere had stated that. Yeah. So, there's a lot of speculation, man. I'm really, really hoping that they are going to announce something here soon because I would just love to have more of that game, that genre in my life. I'm hoping Armored Core 6's success has revitalized the mech genre in a lot of cool ways. I hope a lot of developers and publishers are looking at that going like, we need more mechs because they do.
Give us more mechs.
Give us
the
more
one thing
mechs.
That Halo did right was in Halo 4, they added mechs and they should have kept them forever.
Aside from that.
Give us another Zone of the Enders. Fuck it.
Fuck yeah. Aside from that, I had been watching and reading the Cyberpunk 2.0 update stuff, like, as it was coming out for a while, and I was very curious to see if it was going to get me to jump back into Cyberpunk, and fuck yes, it has.
All right.
In a very big, in a very big way.
I have redownloaded it as well.
It is running buttery smooth. Not a fucking issue in the world. I'm sure, and I have come across like little funny things, but if I'm willing, if people could accept Bethesda magic, so it's called, I will be like, I'm willing to be like, sure, whatever.
So
like,
it is called.
I have been enjoying the fuck out of this. Before the
what
big...
What you say in the chat? What was... Oh, Cyberpunk 2077 is finally out. So you...
Yeah, I was like, I'm so happy it's finally released. I can finally enjoy the game to its full potential.
Yeah, it's reached its play-by date, finally.
Finally, like, that. This is a big... This should be a case study on, like, why when shareholders and shit are like, we want it out by this time. Every team ever should be like, look at this. This is why you shouldn't get a say in when it comes out. Get fucked. It's coming. Like, it's been so good, dude. Like, I was playing it before we hopped into this. I've been putting mad amounts of time into it. I have done things like before the big mission that kind of kicks the whole game off. I just went and did everything else. Encountered cyber psychos, did NCPD blips on the radar, like fucked around with other stuff just to build street cred and like all and like interact with the new systems and how they work. And I like it takes a minute to kind of get used to it because I did do a playthrough like a while ago, like a year or so ago. So like trying to get used to the new skill trees and like how new things certain new things work. But man, it is a fucking blast. Like it got me to pre-order Phantom Liberty. So
yeah, I got it too.
Because I was not looking forward to it. I was not excited about Phantom Liberty. But once I was playing 2.0, I was like, man. If it's gonna run and be as good as this, like I'm fucking
hell
in.
Yeah.
Like it's nice
you
to
got
be.
Me hyped.
It's nice to be in these cutscenes, and the cutscenes fucking run smooth. I've got, like, when the game came out,
so
I could
nobody was like T-posing through a cutscene or nothing.
So
like
get
that.
This, get this. So
go on.
In a certain cutscene when you interact with a character and you guys are like. The game runs you through a montage. That was where my computer, when the game first came out, my computer famously was like,
mine too.
Just fucking ate shit. Like, it's like, no.
I did the same thing.
It was so bad, right? So I've played the game on PlayStation 5 since then, and then now I've got it for PC, so I'm playing it again. I fired the game up, and it did that. If the T-posed and like all the bad stuff in that same cutscene, I was like, what? No fucking way. So then I exited the game immediately, went to NVIDIA, and I was like, drivers, cool. Updated my drivers, restarted my computer, went through that cutscene again, no issues. So, fair enough, enough.
Right, so actual update.
There are driver updates specifically for the 2.0 update and Phantom Liberty. So go ahead and make
sure.
Yeah, go ahead and do that right now.
I don't know when I'm going to fucking play it, but
I have everything. I have everything running on high. I have all the bells and whistles turned on except for ray tracing I'm running a 20 series card, but I did turn on ray tracing just to see because like, well, if the whole game is running better, maybe ray tracing will run better. And when I turn it on, I do get 30 to 45 frames, which is fair for ray tracing. Like it's not unplayable. It's not unplayable by any
Holy
means.
Shit.
It's just once the game's running in 144 frames, it's just like, it's hard to go back to 30. So I take the frames over the ray tracing.
Yeah,
when I get a 30 or 40 series card, I'll play around with ray tracing. I'm not really missing it, but it's been a blast, dude. I already know I'm going all cyberware. I like the new new cyberware system. It's really cool. It makes sense. Like I'm just it's cool, man. It's finally
Have
the fucking.
Have you done any
game.
Of the car combat stuff, or is that? I think it's a Phantom Liberty thing, actually.
No, it's not. It's car combat is already in the game. Yeah. It's
cool.
It's in
Fuck
the game
that.
With the 2.0 update. So yeah, so you just press a button and your character pulls out a gun, and you can circle around like the car. You can press a button to put it away. It auto locks on enemies when you're in the car, so it makes it a little easier. You can still manual aim, but yeah, it's all there. It just you know, and in the words of Todd Howard, it just works, man.
it just works.
But no, it's what I'm gonna do when we get done with this, like. It's probably going to be what I'm playing for a little while instead of Baldur's Gate when I'm not playing that with you guys or something. But yeah, it's exciting, dude. It's just nice to... I'm actually immersed in the game because like people aren't doing stupid shit on the streets. The driving feels way smoother. So like I'm playing mouse and keyboard when I'm shooting. But the second I jump into a car, I just pick up my controller. It seamlessly transitions to the controller. I'm driving that way. So it's just... I'm digging it, man. I'm playing. The speakers are loud as fuck, so I'm just taking in all the goddamn music and sights and sounds. The car audio got reworked. Yeah. Like, man, go through the 2.0 updates, like what they actually changed. It's ridiculous. Like, It is incredible the amount of shit they changed. So I'm happy they didn't give up on the game, man. I'm happy that they stuck with it. It gives me a lot of confidence for what they can do.
They actually delivered what they promised eventually.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of interesting, though, because, like, I feel like they finally, you know, now that the game's up and running, you know, the Red Engine is really impressive. Like, it's not an unimpressive engine, but they've moved to Unreal for at least the Witcher remakes. And I think they moved to Unreal for the new Witcher.
Too. Holy shit.
So I'm just curious how well they're doing with that transition, walking away from the Red Engine. If they are going to entirely, I'm not sure, but
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But
might just be easier to do on Unreal.
Let's see, making sure I'm not missing anything. Cyberpunk, Titanfall 2. Yeah, that's been pretty much it for me. I did finish Armored Core 6. I finished my first playthrough. Nice. It's hard. It's tough to, as a person who replays games with the same story, like a Red Dead Redemption, a Spider-Man, God of War, something like that. I'll go back through games pretty frequently sometimes. But when there's a game that's like, we'll give you a whole nother story, your second and third playthrough, kind of, you'll get like all these new glimpses and experiences. I'm like, I have your story was real sad and like. I don't know if I could do this. Like,
that's not what I expected. But yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, FromSoft,
it's a bummer of a tale.
Yeah, FromSoft, they hit different, man.
FromSoft,
like,
man.
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't know if I'm ready for this. So what I'm excited is that Armored Core 6 will not leave my computer for who knows how long, because I will just always have a cool mech game to pick up and play. And like, that is,
I'm also
just
excited to get together and do some shit on there eventually when we all feel it.
Yeah, yeah. We've all talked about it, but the schedules, PvP. Yeah, schedules just haven't lined up for that. But like, yeah, whenever we're there for some PvP, that'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, I left that one off on the fourth chapter. I just got to the start of the fourth chapter. I'm like, all right, back to Baldur's Gate. I'm like, I gotta beat one of these fucking games, and I just can't figure out which one it's gonna be.
Well, what's funny is you could beat, like, aside from bosses, like, if you don't get hung up on bosses, you could beat Armored Core 6, I feel like, in a weekend easy. Like,
probably.
It's like, it's so
that
chewable
game, more than any other, I don't want to go away so fast, you know?
Well, that's the thing,
like,
is you still have second and third. One thing I do wish for Armored Core 6 and FromSoft is I wish they would find these winning formulas like they have. Like, doing PvP in Armored Core 6 is fun. I've tried it out a little bit. But, dude, just like Titanfall, it's like, dude, give me a team deathmatch. Give me a capture the flag where, like, you have a designated flag runner who's, like, kitted out for high mobility, and you've got two dudes who are, like, kind of like, the possibilities for, like, a mech game of that nature are endless. And, like, I really would like to see someone kind of take on a pure mech multiplayer game.
Yeah. Make it a Battle Royale 99.
Yeah, do Battle Royale. Just standard multiplayer mech game, man, where you can do builds and have game modes. Like, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
But now, it's time for the news.
Ba-dum-bum.
It may or might not be news. Yeah. That's right. For today's news, Dragon's Dogma 2 has released more gameplay, and I couldn't be more fucking hard than I am now.
I did not actually look at this.
Did that shit look good?
Yeah.
I recommend pulling it up right now,
because
by God, does that game look like the perfect version of Dragon's Dogma. Tell me the same story. Give me the same locations. I don't care. Just make it look beautiful and perform better than it ever has. They showed off all the classes that you can be, or all the vocations, I should say. Of them look fun, and I bet they are.
Is it going to be in the same location?
I don't know. No idea.
From
the looks of it. No, it's just people are looking at it. It's like, yeah, that's Dragon's Dogma. Like they did show Grand Sorin, I believe, in one of the trailers that they've shown, which is the big city from the first one. So.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if it was, because I do like those locations. Just make it maybe a little bigger, a little more detailed.
Oh, that
does. I'll be happy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So
God damn, it does look really good.
Dragon's Dogma 2. I can't believe it's happening still. Like, I remember the day that it got dropped that Dragon's Dogma 2 was happening. I was driving back to a venue we played at the night before because I left my credit card there. And simultaneously, they're about to announce Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm like, I can't deal with both of this. This sucks.
I just watched a guy fight a dragon's asshole.
Yeah, that's the game.
I fucking love Dragon's
Dogma. That's his dogma.
Man, like, you're not wrong. It does just look like a much... It's like somebody cranked the mods on fucking Dragon's Dogma 1. But, like...
Yeah.
Is this only going to be on console, or is this going to be PC too?
I believe this is a PC thing as well. I think I have it wishlisted.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I bet you this game will run, like... will run so fucking well on PS5.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, because this is probably the RE engine. Right? This is still, Capcom.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this is probably the RE engine.
That would make... That would make
sense.
They're on Steam, so yeah, it'll be on Steam.
Man, I'm torn. I don't know if I want to do this on computer or PS5. If there's no crossplay, it'll probably have to be PC.
But the pawn system.
Pawn system!
Part. Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot! Yeah, it's gonna have to be PC.
Good. I cannot wait.
Oh my god, they threw a barrel at this fucking wall and all this water came out? That's fucking dope.
Oh yeah, they showed like a telekinetic spear wielder. I don't know if they showed that yet.
No,
I was
not
like,
yet.
Holy
I'm
kind of
bouncing.
I don't know what
stuff.
That is, but I need it.
Who's this beast man?
It's
with
kind
a
of a
sword?
Long trailer.
Yeah. Some
yeah,
beast
there's
dude.
Beast people. They brought back the beast people.
Oh shit.
From
dude.
The MMO, I think.
Oh man. I'm so excited for this. Like, I was bad at Dragon's Dogma 1. Like, I was just not good at it. Like, I kept like, trying to get into it, and I'm like, why am I fighting against this game? Like, so I'm hoping I'm gonna click a little bit more with 2. I'm sure I will. God, it looks like so much fun.
Hopefully. It does.
It just bums me out a little bit that we're not able to do like pure co-op, but like that pawn system is really fucking good.
We're close. I feel like we're gonna get to that whatever that game is soon enough, where it's just like all full action. Third person over the shoulder, co-op, you know.
Oh, they broke the bridge. That was dope. Man, like, all the environmental stuff is really good. Sorry, I'm kind of getting stuck on this. We can move on, sorry.
No, you're good. Let's see. Ubisoft slipped in some form of article that they were working on The Division 3.
Surprised face no one. Yeah, no shit you're working on that.
I see.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's The Division 3. On top of working on... man, they just milk their franchises. We've talked about it over and over again.
Yep.
That's just what Ubisoft does now.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I guess every developer milks their franchises, but Ubisoft does it in the worst way.
Well, they try to make it yearly. That's their problem. Like, and of course, like, yeah, there's your Call of Duties and shit, but like, there's only a couple... And so, Call of Duty doesn't
Assassin's
do it well
Creed,
all the time, and Destiny slips up here and there too. Like, but... I don't know, man. Like, nobody's...
Just dance, man.
Nobody's looking for The Division... Like, yeah, I know there's an audience, but I can't imagine it's that big.
They already released The Division 3, and it was called Breakpoint, so fuck off.
Oh, God. Dude, that's what kills me, is they... Like, Rainbow
Six... Heartlands or whatever.
Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is still kicking. Like, people love that game. I really need them to get back to the, like, Ghost Recon series. Like... Ghost Recon Wildlands was really good and a lot of fun. If they could take that formula and try to do that again, but like not put in the goddamn games as a service mechanics. Like, I
honestly make a fucking For Honor 2. It's literally a games as a service and everyone would buy it cuz it sold a fuck ton apparently.
Yeah, For Honor. Yeah, another For Honor
would
be good.
I'll play that shit. I love that game.
Yeah, that god man, that game with an updated engine and some probably some quality of life stuff, that'd probably be a lot of fun. Josh would probably still hate it, but
oh yeah,
God! That's,
a lot of people still hate
that's
it.
One of
me,
my
but I'd play it.
That's one of my favorite stream moments.
His absolute rage.
This is so great.
Yeah,
you go real high in the sky on this griffin that they're fighting. Sorry, I'm still watching that.
It
trip.
Can become a problem.
Yeah. Anyway,
it can become quite the issue. Let's see. Xbox had their leak.
Yeah, this is a big leak.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when this happened or what exactly happened.
So,
but I guess a lot of. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's just because now that the purchase of Activision Blizzard is now able to go through, I guess just like documents and things have to be exchanged, and so like this was basically it's an FTC filing leak essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Some of the things that happened is Microsoft considered buying Nintendo.
What does that even mean?
At some point, Spencer wrote, getting Nintendo would be a career moment. He speculated that the Japanese games giant could become more open to acquisition offers in the future due to changing pressures on its board of directors. It's just taking a long time for Nintendo to realize that their future exists off of their own hardware, he wrote. A long time.
I do agree with Phil on that, though.
Yeah.
I do agree with him.
I agree as well.
I've always just wanted Nintendo to just be like, here, like, we'll make the game, and then we'll give it to you, and then you make it run better on your system. That's the deal. Like,
exactly. But they're just very much happy to stay in their own lane. I think he actually commented on some of that stuff lately. Obviously, yeah. He had to.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly the things that he had said, but he's like, yeah, that would have been a win for us. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. like people like, acting...
We would have liked that, but that didn't happen.
It's like, so
you're a business guy.
It's so strange how weird people get about... Like, oh, I can't believe Phil Spencer's over here trying to buy Nintendo. Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, what are you talking about?
It's Nintendo.
They're like, can you believe that? Can you believe if Microsoft had Nintendo? Yeah, it would just be Nintendo games that ran better. Like, I don't understand what everyone's so upset about.
It would actually be, it would be the biggest fucking win for anybody that did it. If Sony did it, if Microsoft did it.
Anybody. Like if The Simpsons
did it. If Steam
did it. Yeah.
If they were like, hey. Yeah. Like, if anybody did it, it would literally be Nintendo games, but better.
Yeah.
Because they would run on better hardware. And that's all anyone wants, but Nintendo's like, no, you have to play it on this McDonald's toy that you get exclusively at Burger King, and I hope you enjoy
Dude,
it.
Dude, like...
And it's broken, but if it's broken, you can send it back, and we'll send you back the wrong colored thing, but maybe it works this time.
To any of those people, I guarantee if you were like, if they were like, no, I don't want that to happen. It's like, all right, what's your favorite Nintendo game? Whatever game they list. All right, well, here it is on your computer, or here it is on your Xbox in your living room, and it actually runs and looks awesome. Like, it does. Yeah. Like, there you go. That's a dude. I would love to sit back and play some Mario games on my PC. I don't know why. I just don't want to play it on my fucking Switch. I want to be able to change the controls. The control scheme for the Switch is bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's my biggest hurdle when I play their system, dude. It's the fucking control schemes are bananas.
Yep. They're always backwards for whatever particular reason. Enjoy. Good luck. That's just like the donkey video where he was like holding up the toy controller. He's like, oh, look, you got that. That's good stuff. Anyways.
I love donkey. More donkey.
Let's see. What else happened with this Xbox leak? Bethesda might have been working on an Oblivion remaster. So... This is the second time we've heard about an Oblivion remaster, and I swear if it doesn't pop up, I'm going to be upset. Give me that shit. And remaster, remake, I prefer a remake, because it kind of fucking needs it.
Yeah, it does.
But remaster would be fine. Apparently, along this, there was also talks of a sequel to Ghostwire Tokyo, which I imagine probably isn't.
I would hope not.
A Dishonored 3.
Thank you.
Which,
please,
yeah, that'd
give,
be cool.
Pump it into my veins.
And remasters of Fallout 3 and The Elder Scrolls Oblivion, which we already talked about. But Fallout 3 would be great too.
Dude, so I do not want to go back to 3 just because of graphics. Like, I'm just like, I'm not in the mood for this. Like, but if they redid it and at least brought it up to 4, like, I'd be so down for that. Like,
exactly.
At least, like, if you're going to stick with this fucking engine, at least, like, be able to master it in ways where you can do this kind of stuff, because they need it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild to me that there is a new Bethesda game and IP out released. I can play it right now, but it does not run on my computer. Like, and then I'm over here playing Cyberpunk just to the fuck, balls to the wall. Baldur's Gate, balls to the wall. Like, everything cranked the way right where I want it to be. But on the lowest fucking settings, I can't play your goddamn game. Like,
yeah,
it's just, it blows me away, man. I really need Bethesda to have a win for me in my column. Like, I'm so let down by
absolutely.
Starfield. I see these ship builds, dude. Like, people are flying around in Millennium Falcons, Rocinantes from The Expanse, like, making all these cool ships, and it's like, all I want to do is be a space pirate so goddamn bad. Like, it's just...
But unfortunately, all you have is a silly PlayStation 5 and a computer that won't run it properly.
Thanks, Microsoft.
Just put Game Pass on PlayStation. Fuck off.
Come on, Sony.
You still get money, right?
Yeah.
Money was harm. Let's see. Microsoft expected a Red Dead Redemption 2 next-gen refresh, as did everybody else.
Wait, who did?
Yep.
Microsoft expected that?
Microsoft. That was like one of their things. It's like, yeah, everyone expected Red Dead Redemption 2 to have a next-gen update because every fucking game did. Fucking Grand Theft Auto 5 got a next-gen update like five times.
Yeah.
Like,
it gets one every
give
year.
Give Red Dead Redemption 2 its due, but no, it still runs at 30 frames per second on new-gen consoles. Why? It sucks. Fuck you.
God.
The whole reason they pulled it is because the company that did the remaster, like, of Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City,
the trilogy,
and
yeah.
San Andreas, that shit, because it looked like garbage,
oh,
ran
like looked
garbage,
like a mobile game,
all that shit. Yeah. They were working on the next gen patch for Red Dead Redemption 2, so they just shut that shit down.
Good.
But then after they shut it down, they did nothing else.
Yeah.
They were just like, all right, well, we're done. Anyways, we got our money. We're working on Grand Theft Auto 6. I also keep seeing rumors, this is aside from anything, but I keep seeing rumors about Red Dead Redemption 3, and I think that shit's fake as fuck.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Because
it's like artwork and shit.
I don't care about a Red Dead 3 until I look at Grand Theft Auto 6. Like, it's just like Bethesda with all their stuff. Like, I just, until I get the one thing, I'm not worried about the next thing. Like, I'm not gonna see Red Dead 3 until I'm probably in my late 40s. Like...
Yeah, I keep seeing... There's a lot of articles, I will say that, but nothing from a credible source.
I wouldn't be too worried.
It all looks like a bunch of fucking spam shit to me.
That's like, now that Starfield's out, people are like, oh, everyone's talking about the next Elder Scrolls.
Well, the rumor is that Red Dead Redemption 3 is officially in the works, which, sure, like, if that's the rumor and that's that, then
okay.
I wouldn't be too surprised,
because
they're probably wrapping up GTA 6
you would hope.
As far as, like, the single-player version and all that shit goes.
Oh, my God, dude.
They gotta be. Like,
dude,
within the next year or two, GTA 6 has gotta
Kyle,
drop.
I am... My hype is at 100% for GTA 6, but it is evenly fucking split, because I'm, like, so hyped for the story and, like, how that game's gonna look and the settings and the characters... And the gameplay time, like, to moment to moment, I am terrified of the multiplayer aspect of that game, because I'm so scared it's gonna have sucked all the resources out of all the things I'm hyped for.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like, I feel like they're gonna put so.
I don't know.
Dude, GTA Online is such a
fucking. They do have a pretty different team now as well. Than they did for GTA 5.
I'm hoping they got this story and the characters and all that stuff written and done first before they were like.
I just hope it's still in Florida. Like, I really hope it's in Florida.
It should be.
Like,
there's
a lot of rumors
that
it's
look
in
like,
Florida again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
some
there's like a
like
Jacksonville
JaVale.
Representation,
yep.
And I'm like,
please
give me that.
That's all I want so bad, dude. I want it so bad.
If I can go to my neighborhood and it looks anything similar, like, I would
no.
be the coolest fucking shit.
There might be, if
I recognize a thing, like,
the
all
Dame's
the fucking
Point.
People in San Francisco that has, like, fucking San Francisco has been rendered in, like, 15 different games, and they're like, oh, we got this thing, I'll check it out, and then it, like, seems like such a cool experience.
It does.
I'm like, I want that, give me that.
Dude, it would be awesome if, like, one of our, like, many, like, bridges are in the game, like, a bridge we recognize.
The Matthews Bridge, the Dame's Point.
Fucking,
whatever.
Yeah.
Get some Fred Durst on the radio.
Dude, if they did Jacksonville, there's no way they don't have the docks by your house. Like, that whole area, there's no way they don't have that. Like, that's prime for...
Exactly.
That's like, there's a setting like that in every GTA.
Exactly. And there's many crimes that happen there.
Many crimes! Dude, we could...
I'm committing them.
We could go on GTA Online for GTA 6 and have a beer under the beltway.
Oh my God. It's gotta happen. Come on, GTA 6. We've hyped you up enough.
Fucker.
Watch it be like, ah, we're doing this one in Kansas. Like, what?
Fuck!
let's see. 3/4 of Xbox gamers have a Series S. Cool.
Okay, whatever. Do you have the Larian Studios stuff for Games Pass in there? I just remember that.
I don't think so, but I do have this. Microsoft dramatically underestimated Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes, they were going to pay Larian Studios $3 million to have Baldur's Gate on Game Pass.
I guess it's $5 million.
Here. Even still, not even close to what they should have offered. I don't think it was ever offered. It was like an internal email of like that analyst sending an email being like, hey, we should offer them this much because that's how much the game's worth. And it's like, dude...
In leaked comments, Microsoft estimated a $5 million expense to get the game on Game Pass, justifying the low monetary amount by describing Baldur's Gate 3 as a second-run Stadia PC RPG.
That guy is fired. The problem with
that is that sounds fucking terrible, but the thing is like, that game was originally going to be a Stadia exclusive. Like,
oh my god, I did not know that.
But it was like, for some reason, I remember being hyper pissed about it for like that day, but it quickly got changed around because obviously Stadia doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So that was a whole thing. So they're like, all right, coming to Steam, like normal. Like, thank God. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
And like, so fair enough for Microsoft to look at a Stadia exclusive and be like, fuck that, you know? Unfortunately,
no.
The game's fantastic, and I'm very happy that it's not locked away on a Stadia. Could you imagine?
Oh my
Baldur's
God.
Gate 3? Oh, it's the best D&D game of all time, becoming this incredibly niche thing because no one has a fucking Stadia.
That would have been terrible.
Great.
That would have been the death knell.
Awesome.
That would have been a
Starfield all over again.
That
for
would have
you.
Been all the death nails in the coffin for that game.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so glad. Like, I just want more Baldur's Gate. Give me more.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Is that it for the news?
I guess that's all the leaks.
All right.
There was a game called like Beast that was coming out that looked like a Baldur's Gate like, except you had like scripted characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the trailer because it used like some like crazy death metal. I was like, holy shit, this is dope. And it looked very Satan-y.
Ooh.
I think it's called Beast.
Oh, there is talks right now too of a Netflix adaptation of Baldur's Gate 3.
I would love that. I've seen like so many people have made like fan art and like animations and like,
I would
cartoon
just,
style stuff.
I would just love for it to be animated.
I'll take it all.
I would just love for it to be animated so you can get the voice actors.
Exactly.
Just don't because like don't get me wrong, some of the voice actors and actresses could play their characters if they wanted to do that for cameos or whatever the show might be. But like, man, just do animated and let these voice actors fucking do their thing,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Like we're attached to them and their characters and their voices, like. Which, man, if you haven't, if anyone's been playing Baldur's Gate 3 and really likes the voice actors and actresses, I do recommend checking out
TikTok.
I do recommend checking out their Twitches or YouTube channels, because the guy who does Astarion is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That guy
they're all very funny.
Yeah. That guy's a gem.
I saw that they all did a thing, and I don't know
D&D
where
one shot.
You do,
it's on YouTube.
Like, is it the thing where they all got together and actually played?
Yeah. They did a D&D one shot, yeah. It's like 3 hours.
It's very fucking cool.
Yeah, I need to watch
it. Gail had never fucking played D&D before. Go fucking figure.
Shitty ass wizard.
Done with his shit. Like, it triggered another fucking romance thing for me and Gail. I'm like, why is this happening? Just because I'm nice to him?
Yeah.
You want me to kick him in the dick?
Yeah.
I was like, why is my character looking so longingly into his eyes and sitting so close to him? I have not.
Man, it's got perfect hair.
Initiated any of this shit.
You looked like, at him. Okay. What are you talking about?
I guess so.
Don't
I fed him the shoes
Kyle,
of magic.
Oh, you can't feed him the shoes of magic. He loves shoes.
The shoes of magic. It's him so horny. I know. I should have done
those,
better.
Like, those magic items, they're for...
It's his thing.
It's his aphrodisiac, dude. That's his problem. He's losing horniness. His boner's getting weak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And shout out to Double Terry Wayne. He found me a copy of a Power Rangers fighting game for the Super Nintendo.
God damn, what a champ, dude. What is this guy doing out there?
Good guy. I'm also requesting another Dead Wrong shirt because I want another one. They're good shirts. So yeah, go check out that band as well.
Dead Wrong. We should put them at the end of the podcast, one of these episodes.
It's a good idea. I'll see if we...
We'll see if we can do that.
I'll do that later. But yeah, it's a good idea. I'll do it this time. Perfect time. Right before we're on the rock.
I was saying, I know you and Mike have been working on a special episode 200 Apocalypse Rumageddon song. I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, actually. I'm glad to call that out. I'm really happy for you.
I'm giving Kyle things to do.
Yeah, check it out. Speaking of things to do, now it's time for topics.
Ooh. Nice transition, you son of a bitch. 200 episodes in, you're finally getting it. To be fair, this is officially episode 200, but we're not counting it.
Actually, not at all.
Oh,
if
sure.
You look at the,
oh, yeah, that's
if
right.
If you look at the podcast numbers, let me see. Curious now.
This is a good point. I just thought about that.
What is it? We had like 220 or something like that. Oh yeah, 200 exactly 220 out right now. So there's 20 extra bonus episodes out there. I remember like the Final Fantasy 14 one where we all tried to convince you to play, and we did, and it was great. And we got some Cards Against Humanity episodes out there. There's a lot of stuff on the main feed. So this is technically 221. So it's already fucked up. Just like we will be possibly in the next episode. But anyways, this will make more sense in the next episode, so bear with me as we go. One of our human podcasters has seemingly almost come aware of himself. Mike, I'm going to need you to roll me a perception check.
All right,
so he's going to roll me a perception check.
What would you say my perception modifier would be?
Are you wearing your glasses?
Always.
Plus two.
Okay. Kyle, that is a 21, natural 19.
Holy shit. Nice. All right. As you are drinking with your friends, you happen to notice that you're not exactly where you thought you would be. As you intended on going to the party of Joe and hanging out with your friends, you notice that you keep being asked by these random creatures. Random riddles, random topics, if you will. Mm. And each one of them is going to suggest that you drink a drink. However, now that you have noticed and lifted the veil ever so slightly, you have gained advantage on all of these drinking rolls.
Oh, sweet.
So you can now choose whether if you would like to drink these drinks or pass. However, everyone else in your party will be forced to drink.
All right.
You notice a creature that is a tall, cylindrical, aluminum figure with the face of a cat.
Oh, no.
He is known as Brisk.
Okay.
And he will ask you a question. And as for a drink recommendation, he offers you a soda. Will you accept this offer?
What is the can? Is it like in a can, or like is it in some kind of drinking receptacle already?
It's in a can. It's sealed.
It's sealed, and there's no markings or anything to indicate what it might be.
Would you like to roll on that?
Yeah, was that
roll me a investigation? Arcana check.
Arcana. Okay. That's a natural 16. I'm loving this dice. I don't know what the modifier.
Holy
would be
shit! As you gaze upon the sealed can of soda, mm-hmm. you notice that it says Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
What are these arcane words? I will take this strange Baja Blast.
Perfect.
And it melts you from the inside out. All right.
Let's see. After confronting this creature and accepting his deal, another creature has now walked upon you. He seems to be a general, a president, if you will.
Oh, I stand
entirely
I stand
made of ketchup packs.
I also stand taller, but also back a little bit. That's concerning.
All right. The president of ketchup will once again ask you a question. And upon answering, you will have... Hold on. Where the fuck does it go? Okay, the president. All right, here he is. Sorry, these notes are all over
the place. It's all good. It's all good. I understand.
The president will ask you three questions. And I'll give you a hint. Well, I'll give you the information so you can think about it before I approach you with them. What item would you choose for a zombie apocalypse, an item for every day, and an item for annexing Canada from a video game, if you will. A video game item. And once you have chosen... Go on.
No, go ahead.
Once you have chosen, you will be either forced or choose to drink of the Four Horsemen or Crown Vanilla with whiskey.
Oh.
Which would you choose?
So I have to go through the first three things?
You will when the party arrives. This is just you gaining knowledge of the game that we're... The thing is, the other guys aren't going to listen to this fucking podcast. I know. Here's the thing. other guys aren't going to listen to this podcast. So Mike is getting a little bit of a choice to where once I ask all of my friends at this party these questions, they're going to have to drink. So each person from our Discord has written in to me with a question and a drink.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's going to be our topics. I'm going to try my best to record this at the party because I think it's going to be really funny. And we'll see. I'm going to have to get quite a bit of stuff because everyone suggested quite a bit of things to drink, but they all seem kind of fun. All like shot size. So
okay.
I'm down to do that.
Okay.
So Four Horsemen is what the President Ketchup recommends, which is the Four Horsemen of whiskey. We got Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, and Jameson all mixed into a shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Or you can have a Crown and I believe it's vanilla whiskey.
I'll do that.
Yeah. All right. Your choice has been made.
Oh, man. I'm so scared of Rum Nurok 4.
There's a lot of stuff. Beer Killer actually suggested his question, which, once again, you get the advantage on, is best metal album of all time. Which I think is a fucking tough one.
That's, dude...
Exactly.
Best metal album of all time is so... I have recency bias because I just went through a huge Trivium. Like, I'm going through all of Trivium's music for some reason.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm of course obsessed with the In Waves album. It's like one of my favorite... It's like one of my favorite metal albums ever. Like,
me too.
It's just up. It's just up there. So like, I will say right now, probably that album, which I can't remember the name of right now, unfortunately.
And his two drink choices will be a dice roll. However, once again, you will have an advantage to choose what you would like.
Okay.
The Ball Washer or the Prairie Fire?
Safety tells me to go with the Prairie Fire, but comedy demands I choose the Ball Washer. So the Ball Washer.
All right.
Yeah.
The Ball Washer. Personally, I think that's probably the better choice.
I'm scared of the Prairie Fire. I was like, I don't like spicy stuff.
The Ball Washer is grape vodka with sour mix and Sprite.
Oh, that sounds actually awesome.
The Prairie Fire is tequila and hot sauce.
Oh, that would have that would have been real bad for me. That would have been real bad. I would have had heartburn immediately.
I definitely have some more drink suggestions from more people, but I'll have to go look them up and scribble them down.
Oh, I'm so scared of Rum Nurok 4, dude.
Yeah, so I don't really know how we're going to do it. I know we're having a party for Joe next week, and I don't know if we're all going to do all these shots and stuff, but I do think it would be fun if I might bring a little bit, a small setup over there so we can have like maybe two microphones set up so we could record some stuff. Or I might just record some of this shit on my phone and it might just sound a little shitty, but it'll still work.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But yeah, we'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening to the Metal Gamers Podcast. And we might see you at episode 200. We might see you at episode 199.2.
Or 4.
We don't know. Or 199.5. The and, Rock Station.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, tune in for all your hits, all of your music, Infinity Cinema and Dead Wrong. That's it. Those are the bands.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Metal and play some video games.
Do it.
Simple. Shout out to Bill for putting us on their show. Shout out to all the other bands that played tonight.